Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. Kids Count is the title of an annual accounting of children's well-being across the United States. The 2024 Kids Count data book came out recently with some sobering news for both Oregon and California. Both states rank highly in measures of children's health, but both are seriously lagging the rest of the country in getting children educated. Let's get some analysis of the Oregon numbers and what they show. Our guest is Jennifer Wagley, the executive director of Our Children Oregon. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. I'm happy to be back.
Well, Kids Count is not created by Our Children Oregon, but certainly watched by it. Talk about who makes it and what is measured.
Yeah, Jeff, Our Children Oregon actually does do the data gathering for the annual data book. And so we reach out to state agencies, and our data team reaches out to state agencies and collects the data on an annual basis that we then feed to the national database that Annie Casey holds that compares us across the different states.
And so they end up with basically in the categories themselves, they end up with four sets of rankings of quality, basically.
Yeah, so they track economic well-being, education, health, and family and community.
And within those, then, there are four columns of best, better, worse, worst. And I wonder about that. I mean, because since they're roughly evenly divided, 12 or 13 in each column, I mean, some of this is grading on a curve, isn't it?
I'm not exactly sure, but I know that the numbers, Annie Casey has been doing this data work for 35 years. And here in Oregon, Our Children Oregon and our legacy organization, Children First, have been a part of that work for over 30 years. And so the metrics that you see in the national data book are really things that can be compared across the states, which means they have to be pretty standardized. So I'm not exactly sure about the curve question, but I know that the reason they selected is what data can be gathered consistently across the state.
We've had several of these conversations over the last decade and probably about lots of other measures of child well-being. What were you paying particular attention to as this year's data book came out and as you pulled in the data for it?
Yeah, you know, I for the past 5 years as serving as the executive director, I've really been paying attention to our education numbers. It was one of the first things that gripped me when I moved to the state that Oregon ranked so lowly when it came to educational outcomes. And so we're really, you know, that was kind of my focus when I look at the data. I'm like, how are we doing? What's moving? What's not moving? And I was really surprised to see, one, the absentee numbers. So the number of kids that are not attending school, I think it's close to 40%, 38% of kiddos were chronically absent from school this past school year, not the one we just completed because we don't have the data there, but the year before. And that means that they're not getting the time that they need with their teachers. They're missing out on critical moments of education. And so I wanted to learn more about absenteeism. In particular, was kind of the focus, and also just continuing to look at literacy numbers because, you know, the last long session, we were able to help pass the Early Literacy Initiative, which the governor really championed and is now being implemented.
The last long session of the legislature.
Right, the long session in 2023, the Early Literacy Initiative passed. And it was really a refocus of how we, you know, teach kids to read. And also trying to figure out how do we get high dosage tutoring to kiddos who aren't reading on grade level, which if these numbers speak the truth, only 28% of fourth graders in Oregon are proficient in reading.
28% reading at grade level in fourth grade?
Yep.
Wow. That is not good.
Not good.
No. We're talking to Jennifer Wagley at Our Children Oregon, the executive director, about the children's data book, Kids Count data book, put out by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, but compiled in Oregon by Our Children Oregon. The president's letter from Annie E. Casey Foundation President Lisa Hamilton starts with education, so the concern is big, and also points out that in addition to concerns that sound like predate COVID, COVID has given that additional whack to education.
Yeah, you know, our students were struggling and falling behind other developed nations across the world, and the pandemic just exacerbated those, our falling behind. And so it really takes this like radical reimagination of how do we support the kids that are in school now and build a system for the kids that are coming into the pipeline of school that can really support this next generation of Oregonians to be able to thrive economically and otherwise.
To the point you brought up earlier about absenteeism, we had a chat about absentee numbers in some of the districts. Talked to Medford District Superintendent Brett Champion at the time, and he gave us the sense that some people just kind of got disenchanted with school when they were at home for COVID and thought, yeah, maybe we don't send them back.
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe that's true. I also know that there's, you know, families just kind of struggle if you have unstable housing or if you're food insecure. You know, some of our classes are really overcrowded. The infrastructure of our school buildings are old and aging and in critical need of rebuilding and repair. And so all of those things contribute to absenteeism. But I don't know, Jeff, if you've talked to Oregon City, but I saw a recent article that Oregon City enlists the whole community to try to address in a positive way absenteeism. And that's something that I think has some potential. Like, how do we lean in as a community to support our children? The name of our organization, Our Children Oregon, is really about, like, what does it mean to think of all children in our state as our children? Even if you don't have kids, our shared future is tied up in their futures and in their present. And so when I saw that article, I was like, yeah, I think we need more of that to really kind of undergird our social fabric so that our kids know that we are here for them. The Oregon City mayor is getting involved. And so it would be really cool to see more cities, more places leaning in and saying, hey, Oregon kids and youth, we want you in school because we want you to have every opportunity available to you.
So let me flesh out the picture here, because we talked about the rankings from 1 to 50. Oregon ranked 43 in education in the 2024 Kids Count data book. California, 35. So that puts Oregon in the worst category. California, slightly better in the worst category. In overall well-being, though, I guess I'm a little surprised, given how low the education number is, that Oregon ends up kind of right in the middle of the pack at number 26, where California's 35.
Yeah, well, you know, Cover All Kids was a tremendous policy win for the state of Oregon, so that so many of our kids have access to health care. We have done a lot to bolster families when it comes to, living in mixed income communities, so not in high poverty areas. That's one of the number one predictors of economic mobility. And so when you look at the family and community numbers, we're doing well. And so there's a lot of positive momentum. I know our numbers have not moved much. You know, as an organization, we have the goal of Oregon being in the top 15 of states by 2030. And we believe we can get there because of what you just named, is that, you know, if and when we can really move our educational numbers, then we know that we will just jump in numbers nationally and really live into the values that Oregon has, which we all believe that our kids deserve the best chance to thrive in this beautiful state.
Education really is the bottom number of the four plus the overall that is provided at the data book. So 43rd in education, 12th in health, 16th in family and community, and 29th in economic well-being. We're talking about the Kids Count data book out from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Jennifer Wagley is the executive director of Our Children Oregon. She's live with us. We can take your emails at jx@jeffnet.org. So what is the number one thing you would say, Jennifer, that Oregon needs to do better?
Well, I mean, when we look at education, we're really calling for more radical transparency, kind of statewide accountability metrics. We have a really unique system with 197 school districts and this word local control, which I'm sure you've talked about many times your program. But without statewide accountability metrics, it's really hard to measure what's happening. And of course, the modernization of the funding distribution, how funding is going to schools and what's supporting schools. So that's a place of radical reimagination. How do we lean in and transform the education system as a whole so that our kids get what they need? But I think there's also a part of this that, like, we have been talking about these numbers for a long time. And Jeff, you know, numbers don't really change hearts and minds. You know, probably people are like, what does it really even mean if only 28% of our kids are reading proficiently? And so I'd like to just, you know, kind of name, there's a local author from Ashland, Mark Iocanelli, and he's got a new book out called Between the Listening and the Telling. And I think that this is a call to that heart level of this work about who we want to be as a society, what we believe. Are we interconnected? Are we responsible for the well-being of all of our children in the state? And he names these things, and I think it's a really beautiful way of thinking about the leaning in that Oregon City is doing around absenteeism and other places that we could name where there's really beautiful community coming together to support, to try to move the needle on so many of these kind of hard to move places. But he says, who would we be if instead of 3 hours a day on our phones or in front of screens, we spent 3 hours a day in nature, 3 hours a day reading books, 3 hours a day working in the garden, 3 hours a day with our families and our friends, or 3 hours a day serving our communities? So really just really thinking about who we are as a society, as a state, as individuals and families, and where our time is going. You know, this data book does not speak to the isolation and the loneliness our kids are feeling. You know, we're just seeing all the kind of news about how social media is impacting the mental health of kids, but isolation is also impacting them. But it's not just our kids and young people. Americans are lonely, and they're hungry for friendship and connection and community. And one of the policy solutions is to talk about community schools. So we know that we have policy and systems that need to change. And Oregon has done so much positive. And I think that's why we haven't fallen back in the face of the pandemic and the challenges that we're facing. But we also must attend to this fact that we need to lean into this kind of community fabric. How do we know our neighbors more? How do we know what's going on in our local schools and figure out how the gifts that we have can be added to contribute to a really beautiful Oregon?
Jennifer, are the numbers in the 2024 kids count from 2022? Is that the most recent year you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the data lags because it takes a while to collect it.
Sure, sure. And especially with the federal level, all that stuff that comes in is a bit slow. How confident are you that the next long session of the legislature in 2025 will address the school funding issue? We had, I mentioned Brett Champion already. He and three other large district superintendents made a video a few weeks ago to plead with the state to come up with something different in the funding mechanism.
Well, if not now, when? You know, the numbers are speaking very clearly, and these aren't just numbers. These are kids. These are our kids. And so the onus on the legislative body to act and act boldly to correct what is, you know, kind of a tragic trajectory of our educational outcomes in this state couldn't be more important.
The examples you cited, like with Oregon City and literacy, we're kind of getting back to the whole it takes a village to raise a child thinking, aren't we?
You know, I think yes, that's what I would say is that, you know, changing policy, changing systems is so important. Like when we pass the Oregon Kids Credit, that's going to provide $1,000 for the lowest income families. That's going to support 55,000 kids across the state, giving families a breath. And so in that breath, how do we spend our hours in a day, you know, and what does it really look like to nurture that kind of sense of belonging and community that I think would help us all thrive more, both elders and young people, and those of us in the middle that are just trying to hold it all together. It really does take a village. And no matter if we deny our kind of interconnectedness, we know that we are all interconnected. And so, yeah.
We are talking to Jennifer Wagley, Executive Director of Our Children Oregon. All the information we're talking about here is available online from Our Children Oregon. It's the Kids Count Data book from 2024. Jennifer, I understand you're leaving OCO at the end of the summer.
I am transitioning on to a new opportunity, but still committed to this beautiful work and to seeing not just Oregon, but the nation really lean in to support all our children.
I've appreciated your conversations with us on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll hope we get to talk to you in your next job.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
Jennifer Wagley is the executive director of Our Children Oregon. Again, the entire Kids Count data book can be found at the OCO site, which is ourchildrenoregon.org. Also accessible from our website at jeffexchange.org. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about Medford Pride 2024. Stay tuned to JPR.